This is Dan Cruz, and I'm here with Avril McCabe.
I am running for State Representative District 9.
He is a chapter president, and he is here to talk about his views on how to improve our region of the state.
I'm happy to be here to introduce myself and many of the advances that our communities need. I am happy to represent McKinley County, District 9, at the House of Representatives.
What is your primary agenda for running?
For me running, I believe that education should be one of our top priorities in order to get our children and those people who are not educated with a high school diploma to get into the workforce with what they need. Our economic development needs to be improved. Downsize our unemployment rates. Let's get to work and start to bring McKinley County up to where it could be. The other is economic development in the tourism industry. That is a high priority, well up there with education, because it brings money to the area. It creates jobs. It brings in money from the outside to help our economy, both at the Navajo Nation level for those chapters that are within this district and McKinley County, Gallup, New Mexico. I know that for us, we don't really have a good, when you talk about Gallup, you really hear negative things. But as I was growing up, I always heard my mom say, "I don't care what people say about Gallup. Because we are from the area, it's still considered home. And we still have family, you know, whether they're homeless or not on the street. We need to address that also. How can we bring those individuals home in order to, I hate to say it, but clean up Gallup a little, you know? It's everybody's problem. It's just not Navajo or other Native American communities' problem. It's all our problem."
Yeah, well, Gallup is kind of home to about 50% of the people living in Gallup as a city are Navajo. And so it's the largest Navajo city, you know, in the country, in a sense. I was listening once to Dave Chappelle come to our Walmart on a Saturday morning. But, you know, economic development means something practical. Patty Lundstrom's been the House of Representatives for, 24 years now it'll be?
Yes.
And the question of accomplishment and what she's done, what do you think you can accomplish in, say, a six-year period of time where you're serving in this capacity? Not 24.
Oh. Well, I think we can accomplish. I'm saying we because it's not going to take just me. It's going to take me and everybody that lives within this community to bring us up. The funding that is given by the state, whether it be matched or not, should help communities lift themselves up and get to where they want to be. Instead of just giving a little at a time, maybe we can start finding those projects that have matching funds and match those funds in order to get those completed and done. Whether it be at our chapter levels, meaning that, you know, not everybody has an economic agenda, but just to get things cleaned up and have the services they need within those communities. Gallup, on the other hand, you know, there's a lot of things that we could do to bring up and invite more outside people to come in and visit us. We're close to the Navajo Nation. We can create jobs from here or within those communities that are close to those sites where people like to visit. I believe that with funding from the state, we could really work together and make a better Gallup.
Okay. As you campaign here and you are trying to go to see everybody door to door, every home, and people are saying that's unusual. But, winning is a big challenge. Do you think that the economic development projects you have are tangible enough, are real? Something like inland port or improving, doing pilot housing projects at different chapter houses. Or I mean, I'm just throwing out ideas. I'm just wondering where your ideas are taking you in specific ways to improve the economy.
Well, as I had stated earlier, I think it takes a partnership. We can't depend all on funding from any one chapter, but if the state has funding that is available in order to match, I believe that many of these projects can get done. There are many grants out there with the state also. I mean, Gallup and the surrounding communities that are within District 9 need assistance on how to get those grants written and how to get them to the state in order to get them approved. We don't have that now. I haven't seen anything relating to the state of New Mexico brought to the chapter level, in which case, if I'm elected, I believe that that information needs to be given to the chapters so they can begin to look through them and see what fits their needs in order to request additional funding, whether it be through grant or through the state. And I think that we need to complete projects, not let them go for years and years. I think that if a project has matching funds and is ready to go, maybe the state should match those funds and get that project completed. And that's for every community.
Anything else you'd like to say in closing?
I'd like to thank McKinley County, the city of Gallup, and all the communities that are on the Navajo Nation that are within District 9. I want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to pitch my ideas to you in hopes that you would vote Arvel Todd McCabe June 4th during the primary. I'd appreciate your vote, and you'll probably see me out and about knocking on doors asking for your support, and I'd appreciate it. Thank you.